Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Vice President Mike Pence and Kamala Harris will be on stage tonight at the vice presidential debate in Salt Lake City. They'll be 12 feet apart, separated by plexiglass. That precaution was requested by the Biden campaign. The Pence camp mocked it, but ultimately agreed to it. For more, let's bring in NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid. And Asma, first off, what's at stake for the Trump and Biden campaigns in this debate?
Well, frankly, Tanya, I would say a lot is at stake. You know, I would argue this is perhaps the most consequential VP debate that we have seen in decades, in major part because it's happening against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic. And you've got two major party nominees who are both into their 70s. But on a concrete level, I think that there is more at stake, tangibly for the Trump campaign. And I say that because if we look at how the president has just been viewed, what he's been doing in the last week and a half since his own first debate, his poll numbers have dipped. You know, he's had a remarkably volatile week with his own COVID diagnosis. And so there is this sense that Mike Pence will need to clean up some of the debacle of that first debate and present a sense of competence and leadership on how the White House has been handling the pandemic. For the Biden campaign, this is really an opportunity to highlight how they feel the president has mishandled the pandemic. You know, polling seems to suggest that they have public support on their side. But of course, this comes down to how convincing both Harris and Pence are able to be on the debate stage.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what we can expect. Senator Harris rose to prominence for the way she grilled witnesses before the Senate. She'll likely play the role of prosecutor again when it comes to Pence and the pandemic. Pence actually led the White House's coronavirus task force. And now the president and many close to him, of course, have COVID-19. Over 210,000 Americans have died from it. What lines of attack can we expect from her?
Well, I think we can certainly expect to hear from Kamala Harris tonight a critique of how the White House has handled COVID-19. This is, in fact, something we heard the campaign preview on a debate briefing call earlier today. Liz Allen is Senator Harris's communications director, and she said, frankly, they're not viewing this debate as an explicit contest between Harris and Pence, or even, frankly, between Biden and Trump. In their view, this is really about COVID, and so Harris, she said, will be singularly focused on talking to voters at home.
Mike Pence is the head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. This is the record that they have to stand up and try to defend tonight. And Senator Harris will make a forceful case that their failed leadership has, in fact, failed the American people.
And really, Tanya, they are trying to make this election a referendum on how the administration has handled COVID. And they feel that in Mike Pence, they have a direct target. One thing, though, I will point out, you know, I also hail from the great state of Indiana, which is Mike Pence's mm-hmm. home state. And there is a very different style in how these two people debate. You know, there is a sense that Mike Pence, people who know him refer to him as having this sort of Midwestern nice. He is known as a polished, calm person, a very different demeanor than President Trump. And Kamala Harris, you know, as you mentioned, has been praised for her prosecutorial sort of sharp-edged questions. So how these two styles meet on the debate stage, to me, will be a really fascinating question to watch.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see Pence's style, but also, do you have any indication on how he might defend the administration's response to the coronavirus?
You know, I don't have a clear sense of how they're intending to tackle that, in major part because this is all happening while we have the president of the United States himself infected, diagnosed with COVID-19. You know, thus far, what we have been hearing from the president is this sense that this is a virus that can be managed, that it can be handled, and that you shouldn't allow it to overtake your life. And we heard some similar rhetoric from the Pence campaign leading up to this debate when they initially didn't want a plexiglass divider, saying that if Kamala Harris wanted to put up a barrier, go ahead, but they didn't feel like it was necessary. So I am, you know, curious to see how much of the rhetoric we've been hearing from the president filters down to what we hear from Mike Pence on stage tonight.
Yeah, with the 30 seconds I have with you, the Trump campaign has tried to paint Harris as a radical, even far left of Bernie, a line Pence has said he might actually repeat tonight. How do you think she'll respond to this attack?
You know, we've seen that attack line used against Joe Biden himself. And one of the criticisms I will say that we hear often from Republicans is this idea that the Biden campaign is a vessel for radical socialist ideas. And the way we've seen Biden himself to deflect this criticism is by pointing to his own campaign's policies, which for some progressives is not viewed as being liberal enough, right? And he'll point to what he has supported, and thus far what he's supported doesn't seem to be in that radical socialist vein.
That is Asma Khalid. She is NPR's political correspondent.